It's a pretty intense tour, Steve-O. I think it's something along the lines of 29 shows, 26 days all across Canada. But you've got a bit of a family Canadian connection as well. When you were growing up, I think it was your mom, correct, Canadian, did you get a chance to go around Canada at all?
For sure, yeah. I lived in Toronto for a while in grade school. I had family in Victoria, BC. I went there fairly regularly. And, yeah, I bounced around a little bit.
When you're doing a lot of the same stuff in the same shows, how much of what you do you feed off the crowd? You get that energy? Because I'm sure each crowd is slightly different. There's a nuance to each show.
Well, I mean, yeah, for sure the energy from the crowd is what it's all about. You know, I mean, it makes such a big difference. And the show definitely evolves, you know, the more I do it, like it'll change, you know, in subtle ways. But what this is like an extra naughty Jackass movie colliding with a stand-up comedy show. It's about like my efforts to, you know, to raise the bar and go crazier than ever and be badass, like, you know, as I get old. That's kind of the comedy of it. And yeah, everything was filmed exclusively for this show, just like it was the last time with the Bucket List. So yeah, like my goal is to film things that that I would never be allowed to put on YouTube or Netflix or anything. And just bring an extra naughty show, you know, on tour. So the multimedia assets, you know, they'll change from show to show, like I'll, you know, tweak them and stuff, but they're pretty set.
30, 40 years ago, there was only so many different types of shows that you could incorporate with a combination of stand-up and people knowing you from something. But with the technologies and the different medias that are at your disposal, does that just mean that really the only limit's creativity?
I stumbled onto this format of the multimedia show super organically. You know, in the beginning, when I started doing the live comedy, it was just me and a microphone. And then, you know, when I came around to putting together my second show, I thought that, it occurred to me that the stories that I was telling in that show had, you know, virtually all happened on video. So I thought, man, for my second comedy special, I should edit the footage of the stories into me telling the stories in post so that it'll be a multimedia special. And when I did that, it worked really fantastically well. So as I turned around to do the next show, I wanted to bring the multimedia component on the road with me and stop telling like stories that happened a long time ago. So that became an exercise in generating new material, new footage, and making it a multimedia tour. And that worked super fantastically well. And then as I came around to doing this fourth show, my only thing was that I wanted to do more of the same, but have it be more rapid fire in that, like, there were fewer, you know, like with the Bucket List, which was my last tour, I came through Canada in 2022. That one had, like, I don't know, like 8 or 9 videos. So it was like very involved stories, and then everything shut down. I would leave the stage and it would be you know, these videos. With this tour, I've got like 45 videos that play throughout the show, and so the pace is much much faster. Like it's like, you know, it's rapid fire going back and forth between the stories, jokes, and videos.
I'm sure you get an opportunity to talk to people from city to city and around the world when you're doing these. Would people share their stories with you, their experience of what you've done, where they've seen you? Are there two or three experiences you have that people continue to come back to, or is it as wide ranging as the people you run into?
I mean, I wonder, like, I hear that a lot of people, you know, relate to me about recovery. You know, they'll tell me that they're clean and sober, and, you know, we relate on that. Then, you know, a lot of people have something that stuck out to them from a Jackass movie or maybe, like, there's a lot of people that really relate with, you know, the animal advocacy that, you know, I've gotten involved with. There's all different kinds of stuff, but I wouldn't, you know, I don't know that, you know, I think there's these themes that are pretty constant.
You're starting in Belleville, 29 shows, as we said, and the tickets have been selling. Rock 107 is proud to be working with the Empire Theater and with you, Steve-O. Thank you so much for taking the time.
I'll tell you this. Each show that I've put together has been markedly an improvement on the one before, you know, and I just attribute that to, you know, me figuring out this craft and just kind of getting better at doing it. The bucket list tour that I came through Canada with in 2022, I believe it was just a stellar show. If anybody wants to see that, it streams absolutely for free and with no ads on the front page of my website, stevo.com. And it was a great show. This show, I genuinely believe, just blows that away. I think it's so much funnier. There's just so much more action in it. And I couldn't be more proud of it. And I can promise any fan of Jackass that they will not be disappointed by my Crash and Burn tour. So I'm eager to get to Canada.